Always did, and the rhythmic clip-clop of the horse's hooves was making her drowsy. It was strange. Her eyes were tired, even though the rest of her was not. But perhaps a nap would not be such a misplaced endeavour. As soon as they returned to Belgrave, she would be required to aid the dowager with... Crack! Grace sat up straight, glancing over at her employer, who, miraculously, had not awakened. What was that sound? Had someone... Crack! This time the carriage lurched, coming to a halt so swiftly that the dowager, who was facing front as usual, was jerked off her seat. Grace immediately dropped to her knees next to her employer, her arms instinctively coming around her. What the devil? The dowager snapped, but fell silent when she caught Grace's expression.
Gunshots,
Grace whispered. The dowager's lips pursed tightly, and then she yanked off her emerald necklace and thrust it at Grace.
Hide this, she ordered.
Me?
Grace practically squeaked, but she shoved the jewels under a cushion all the same, and all she could think was that she would dearly like to smack a little sense into the esteemed Augusta Wyndham, because if she were killed because the dowager was too cheap to hand over her jewels... The door was wrenched open.
Stand and deliver.
Grace froze, still crouched on the floor next to the dowager. Slowly, she lifted her head to the doorway, but all she could see was the silvery end of a gun, round and menacing, and pointed at her forehead.
Ladies,
came the voice again, and this time it was a bit different, almost polite. The speaker then stepped forward out of the shadows, and with a graceful motion, swept his arm in an arc to usher them out.
The pleasure of your company, if you will,
he murmured. Grace felt her eyes dart back and forth, an exercise in futility to be sure, as there was clearly no avenue of escape. She turned to the dowager, expecting to find her spitting with fury, but instead she had gone white. It was then that Grace realized she was shaking. The dowager was shaking. Both of them were. The highwayman leaned in, one shoulder resting against the doorframe. He smiled then, slow and lazy, and with the charm of a rogue. How Grace could see all of that when half of his face was covered with his mask, she did not know. But three things about him were abundantly clear. He was young, he was strong, and he was dangerously lethal.
Mom,
Grace said, giving the dowager a nudge.
I think we should do as he says.
I do love a sensible woman,
he said, and smiled again. Just a quirk this time, one devastating little lift at the corner of his mouth. But his gun remained high, and his charm did little to assuage Grace's fear. And then he extended his other arm. He extended his arm, as if they were embarking at a house party, as if he were a country gentleman about to inquire about the weather.
May I be of assistance?
He murmured. Grace shook her head frantically. She could not touch him. She did not know why precisely, but she knew in her bones that it would be utter disaster to put her hand in his.
Very well, he said with a small sigh. Ladies today are so very capable. It breaks my heart, really.
He leaned in, almost as if sharing a secret.
No one likes to feel superfluous.
Grace just stared at him.
Rendered mute by my grace and charm, he said, stepping back to allow them to exit. It happens all the time. Really, I shouldn't be allowed near the ladies. I have such a vexing effect on you.
He was mad. That was the only explanation. Grace didn't care how pretty his manners were. He had to be mad, and he had a gun.
Although,
he mused, his weapon rock steady, even as his words seemed to meander through the air,
some would surely say that a mute woman is the least vexing of all.
Thomas would, Grace thought. The Duke of Wyndham, who had years ago insisted that she use his given name at Belgrave, after a farcical chorus of,
Your Grace,
Miss Grace, Your Grace,
hadn't.